Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Italy have become the first team to qualify for the final of the Euros, and England are ready to face Denmark at Wembley. This is your overnight update by Optus Sport for Wednesday, the 7th of July. I'm James Lawrence, and I'll be getting you up to speed on the latest news and results from Euro 2020.
This for Italy to win it, Jorginho style. They are in the final.
Italy have beaten Spain in a penalty shootout to qualify for the final of Euro 2020. With the scores deadlocked at halftime, it took a devastating counter-attack, finished off by Federico Chiesa, to open the scoring an hour into the match. It was a goal that triggered significant Spanish pressure on the Italy goal, with substitute Alvaro Morata levelling the scores with 10 minutes remaining to become Spain's all-time top scorer at a European Championships.
Gets it back, Alvaro Morata does it for Spain! What a story that is! From the bench to the limelight, and he never looked like missing.
With nothing separating the sides after 90 minutes, the game progressed to extra time and then a penalty shootout where Jorginho became the hero for Italy. Tomorrow morning, England and Denmark will play off in the tournament's other semi-final, with the UK government mandating a 10-day quarantine for any travelling fans. Just under 6,000 Danish fans are expected to make up the 60,000-strong crowd at Wembley. However, England manager Gareth Southgate has been quick to downplay the advantage.
Brilliant for us to have that support and that energy. But in the end, the game will be decided on the pitch by good decision-making, a team playing well, a team defending well, a team attacking well. So those external factors can play a part, but in the end, we have to prepare well to beat a team who are tactically adaptable and who have some very good players and a great spirit about the way they play.
Despite going in as underdogs, the Danes aren't concerned about the fortunes of the English. Here's what Denmark's goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel had to say when asked by the English press what it would mean to stop football coming home.
Has it ever been home? I don't know, have you ever won it?
1966 it was home.
Well, was that not the World Cup? To be honest, I haven't given any thought to what it would mean to stop England more than what it would do for Denmark. It's what it would do for our country back home.
A win for Denmark would see them qualify for their second Euros final, while England will be looking to make their first appearance in the final of a major tournament since 1966, having bowed out at the semi-final stage on four occasions since then. You can catch all of the action from 4:30 a.m. Eastern, live and exclusive on Optus Sport. And that's all the latest from Euro 2020. Be sure to check in later today for the Gegenpod Euro. I'm James Lawrence. I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.